This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump administration has attempted to scale back federal efforts to enforce fair housing laws, freezing enforcement actions against local governments and businesses, including Facebook, while sidelining officials who've been aggressively pursuing civil rights cases. The move coincides with a decision this month by Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, to strike the words inclusive and free from discrimination from HUD's mission statement. Hundreds of protesters temporarily took over the main foyer at Sacramento City Hall to protest the death of Stephon Clark, who was fatally shot by two Sacramento police officers last week in his grandmother's backyard while they investigated a vandalism complaint. A lawsuit accusing President Trump of violating the Constitution prohibition in the Emoluments Clause by refusing to divorce himself from his business cleared a critical hurdle when a federal judge in Maryland in a 47-page opinion refused the Justice Department's plea to dismiss it. Facebook said it would roll out a centralized system for its users to control their privacy and security settings in response to an outcry over the way it has handled personal data. From the new page, users can control the personal information the social network keeps on them, such as political preferences or interests, and download and review a file of data Facebook has collected about them. According to a draft of the proposal obtained by the Washington Post, immigration caseworkers would be required by the Department of Homeland Security to consider a much broader range of factors when determining whether immigrants or their U.S. citizen children are using public benefits or may be likely to do so. Proposed changes from Department of Homeland Security would broaden the government's definition of benefits to include the widely used earned income tax credit, as well as health insurance subsidies and other non-cash public benefits. For the first time, students in more than half of all U.S. states are paying more in tuition to attend public colleges or university than the government contributes. The privatization of public education has been underway for decades, but this inflection point was hastened by deep cuts states made to their higher education appropriations after the 2008 recession. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.